In Brazil, the television network TV Globo starts shooting another of its famous primetime soap operas tomorrow. These soap operas, known throughout Latin America as novelas, are enormously popular. The new program is different from most novelas. Globo is producing it specifically for the Latino audience in the United States. NPR's Martin Costi in Rio de Janeiro prepared this report.
Here in the grand ballroom of Rio de Janeiro's classic Copacabana Palace, TV Globo is holding the launch party for its new novela. Vale Todo will be a Spanish-speaking recreation of Vale Tudo, a Portuguese-language soap opera that was a hit here in Brazil in 1989. The show, whose title translates roughly as Anything Goes, will debut on the Miami-based Telemundo network in June. Executive director Marcelo Paranhos says although the novela will be shot in Rio with famous Rio landmarks as backdrops, the setting will be purposefully vague.
It's not a story specific of Brazil, of Brazilian culture, of Brazilian behavior. No, it's a story that could be in any city.
The writer, Yves Dumont, is more to the point.
I create a Mexican people that lives in Rio.
Dumont says he doesn't mind writing a script that takes place in a hypothetical Spanish-speaking Brazil because the story doesn't require references to culture, politics, or other national details. But he says he has had to simplify the plot and add more romance to cater to Hispanic American tastes. And he's toning down the sex.
I think that the Mexican audience is more conservative than the Brazilian audience. But I think that I can do a soap opera with sensuality, but I won't shock the conservative audience.
Dumont says he's leaving out a gay couple who were important characters in the Brazilian version because he says they would, in his words, distract the Hispanic audience. The Brazilian producers also hope to avoid distracting their new audience with unusual sounding Spanish. That's where accent coach Fidel Monroy comes in. It's his job to train the actors, who've been recruited from all over Latin America, to speak something that he calls neutral Spanish.
Un español globalizado que no sea fácil de reconocer por su acento.
It's a globalized Spanish, Monroy says, a Spanish without an easily recognizable accent, and in which none of the expressions would be offensive no matter where the novella's rebroadcast. That's a tall order. Depending on where one goes in Latin America, one can cause offense with a word as innocent as to get, and that's just the tip of the linguistic iceberg. Perhaps because of neutral Spanish, the novella's cast seems to embody the producer's vision of generic Latin America. When asked where he's from, actor Javier Gomez hesitates. I'm not sure where I come from anymore, Gomez says, and then he recalls that he's Argentine but based in Mexico. Away from the cameras, the Spanish-speaking actors and the Brazilian production staff have had to come up with their own lingua franca.
We end up speaking something that's called Porto-Spanish. That's a mixture of Spanish and Portuguese. That's what we end up doing.
It's in Brazil, it's like Portuñol.
Portuñol, that's right. I mean, I think Brazilians understand better the Spanish than what we do for Portuguese.
What the Brazilians really understand is the financial value of Hispanic America. Over the past few years, TV Globo has invested massively in new technology and production facilities, and now it's struggling under a huge burden of debt. In essence, the company has grown too big for the Brazilian market. That's why it's now trying to tap into the United States' Hispanic audience, roughly 35 million people with dollars in their pockets. As one margarita-sipping TV Globo executive put it, he's happy to fake a little Portuñol if he can get a crack at a market like that. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.